The Perfect Girlfriend. Written by Hayley Smith. Narrated by Katie Villa. For my parents, who taught me to read. Black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands, and I love the ground whereon she stands. Traditional folk song. Prologue. She crouches and listens. A torch beam flickers between the trees, the crack of twigs showing he knows she is there, and he doesn't intend to let her go. He will be stalking, scanning the ground for signs of her presence. He will be following her desperate trail. There is a smattering of stars above the canopy of trees, but she cannot work out which direction leads to the edge of the forest, to the road where she can let her lungs rip open and scream for help. She can't afford to be reckless. Every movement matters in this cat and mouse situation. The longer it takes for him to find her, the angrier he will be. They are past the point of kissing and making up now, and she knows for certain that death will be the only outcome. Slowly, cautiously, she gathers the skirts of her dress and stands up, keeping her eyes pinned to the wavering beam of light. Stepping silently towards the nearest tree, then the next, she ignores the pain from every stone and thorn that embeds in her bleeding feet, her mission only to reach some place of safety.
I know you're there. I'm going to get you, however long it takes.
His voice rings through the trees, bouncing on every trunk like a pinball. She waits again, her heart hammering, forehead pressed against papery birch bark. Then the torch goes off. Where is he? Nothing. Stillness and blackness. Then the rustle of undergrowth, the flap of an owl above, sharp, quick breaths and footsteps. Should she run for it now? Should she stay? She twists and turns her head to listen, trying to decipher the direction he's coming from, but she can't hear anything above the bashing of fear under her ribs. Suddenly he's there, behind her, his fingers clutching at her sleeve.
No!
She tears away from his grasp and sprints clumsily through the trees, stumbling in rabbit holes and whipping her cheeks on tendrils of overgrown ivy.
Help me!
She shrieks to anyone who might hear. But she knows that it is futile. The nearest houses are over a mile away, and even the most committed dog walkers don't come out at 3 in the morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?